Tom, VP2EKG.
Oh, Keith, VP2EKG. Hey, good to hear you. How are you doing today?
Hey, not bad at all. Good to hear you, man. Good signal as always into the Caribbean. How are you copying me there today?
Oh, very good. Well, let's see. I'll get the antenna down there and it'll even be better. But you were about a 5 and 8 with my antenna to the east. And now, let's see, this should be on Anguilla. So how's that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I could see the difference here now. Yep, it's putting it there. All right, let me do a quick test here with this amplifier. I'm going to bring it in line and you tell me if this signal...
If there's any significant change in the signal there, Tom. Stand by.
Okay, Kilo 8 Charlie X-ray, VP2EKG.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you were actually about an S7 to start with. Now you're 10 over.
Yeah, okay, fine. All right, so this thing is really working now. I've had it on for about 2 weeks now, just running, having it on, leaving it on and running it. Yeah, okay, fine. No problem. Let me just take this thing off. Yeah, okay. I'm off the amplifier now, so that should be fine. You're hearing me, I'm hearing you. So it's only use when required, over.
Ah, yes, very good. Yeah, you're back to an S7, but very, very nice, for sure. And, well, I don't have to ask what your weather is. It's always nice down there, but we're about a minus 5 C, and we got some snow on the ground, but the sun is shining.
Yeah, it's shining here, too. It's cool, man. It's cool. I have my windows open, but I'm going to change, put a longer shirt on. It's cool. We've been having this very cool air all throughout the day, even with the sun. The sun is out in all its glory now, but there's this chill in the air. It's very, very chilly. And you know, it's quite sharp. It's that kind of chill. I usually go for walks in the morning at about 4. And the other morning I went out and it was, I was shivering, man. Over.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you come up here, you would do more than shiver. You would, you walk to the mailbox. If you don't wear gloves, you'll have numb fingers by the time you get back to the house.
Tell me about it, man. I've lived in England, so, and I've been in the U.S., up in Massachusetts in the wintertime as well, so I don't like it one bit. I hate it, you know, but it's what it is. But it's been nice. It's been really, really nice here today. We've had a little mixture of everything. It's been overcast at one period today, just before lunch. We've had a little rain this afternoon, earlier this afternoon, say about 3. And it's all cleared up, but there's this breeze coming out from the north to southeast. But it has a cold pinch to the top of it. Very, very cold. With the spreaders on, you know, so which tells me, you know, that it's definitely a chill in the air, over.
Ah, okay, yeah. Well, yeah, I knew you were in England. I didn't know you were in New England here in the States as well, but I did know you were in England. So, yeah, you're familiar with it all, that's for sure. And I can see why you're living where you are, even though you think it's a little cool today. Well, you know, that's, you know, the normal down there is probably quite a bit warmer. And, hey, 3Y0J should be popping up on the bands here momentarily, I would think. Over.
Yeah, I'm keeping watch. I'm keeping watch. Did the guys arrive? Or the last time I saw a report, they were pretty close. They were within touching distance. So have they arrived?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. That's the last report I got, that they were really close there. And there was a station signing 3Y0J/MM on today, so I don't know if it was a pirate or them guys off the shore. But, yeah, we should be hearing them soon. They were supposed to arrive yesterday, and if they were able to get ashore, they were going to take a couple days to set up. So, like I say, maybe tomorrow we'll start hearing them.
Yeah, okay, fine. Yeah, I think, yeah, Tuesday was the, based on the what I was looking at on the computer, because I've been keeping track all along and reading the report, and they were making some good headway and getting some updates on the weather. Some of the guys who had been fallen seasick were improving well and all of that stuff. So I'm just hoping everything goes well here, over.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, that's a pretty dangerous place, but they've taken a lot of precautions, so I hope everything pays off for them there for sure. And it would be nice to work them on a number of the bands. I did work a number of the guys' Maritime Mobile, though.
Okay, good. I tried. I heard them once, but I wasn't able to. And then I had to leave. I had to leave the house. But I'm certainly looking forward to. I'm really, really looking forward to that. That would be a nice one to put in my log. So I'm really excited about the guys there on Bouvet Island there. So in reading up some background and history about the place, very, very interesting history and geography. Over.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. That's quite a place. And if you go to my hamgallery.com and go to the QSL cards, Bouvet, I have a little story there of all the operations that have taken place. And, well, luckily, I don't need them on 160, which would probably be the hard one. I do need them on 12. Let's see, I need them on 12.7. No, I need them on 12, 30, and 80 meters that I have in the past worked Bouvet on all the rest of the bands. VP2 EKG from Kilo 8, Charlie X-Ray.
Kilo 8, Charlie X-Ray, VP2 Echo, Kilo Golf, right back at you there, Tom. Yeah, great. Good for you, man. I hope you get the others this time around. It'd be a first for me, so that's why I'm all picked up and really excited. And I'm certainly looking forward to it. It's been long in coming. There have been some disappointments, but I'm so happy that the guys are almost ready to get fired up. So I'm just praying and hoping that everything will be fine. All the equipment and the antennas and the propagation will be good as well there, Tom. Over.
Oh, yes. I think the propagation is going to be good. So, 12 has always been the hard spot, but I don't think that's going to be a problem this time because there's been a lot of good propagation down in that area to southern South America, so that shouldn't be a problem. And, boy, we had their number two most wanted. We had number three most wanted on here not too long ago, the FT8WW theory over there in Crozet. And that was nice to work him too. So this has been a good year so far.
Yes, so far so good. Like I'm just getting back into the IDX mode here. We're still setting up the station. Still have some work to do with the antennas and all of that. Trying to get myself sorted out with a tower. Right now I'm using a push-up mask. So I'm trying to get that sorted out, but it works. It works, man. It sure works. The simple antenna system, it gets out. It certainly gets out, but I'm looking for something, you know. Because I'm nearing the end of the work. My career, retirement is beckoning in another few years, so then I'll have lots of time to play radio, over.
Oh, yeah. Retirement is great. I retired 7 years ago. I worked 45 years in one spot there, and now I'm retired for 7 years, so I'm 72, and enjoying the radio quite a bit. And I got two granddaughters that they come over here all the time, so I'm enjoying that. And it's nice not having to hold a steady schedule.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, man. I'm certainly looking forward to that, traversing between the Caribbean and the U.S. My daughters, I don't know if I told you, Tom, I have two daughters who were born in the U.S. They live in Massachusetts. So my wife and I, we tend to visit, you know, fairly regularly. We were there last year? Yes, we were there last year, late last year for a few weeks. So we're looking forward to that traversing again between Anguilla and Massachusetts. And I have some other friends strutted all over the U.S., in New York, in Philly, in Miami. So lots of friends, lots of people to see there. Over.
Oh, yeah. Oh, very good. And if you ever make it to Ohio, let me know, and we can get together. And I'm about 4 hours to the northeast of Dayton. I'm in the opposite side of the state, near the Pennsylvania line here. So it would be good to have you over here, too. We could put you up if you ever come through. VP2EKG, KHCX.
Yeah, okay, so I'm fine. Yeah, but I liked it when I was there last year with Howard. We had a good time. Really enjoyed the area. I like that area. I like that area where we were for the pension. It was really nice. I like the greenery. I really enjoy that part. You know, it was nice to get away from all the towering buildings and the traffic. I really enjoy that location. Over.
Yes, that is a nice location. Xenia, Ohio is where they're at now. And they used to be on the other side of Dayton, which was okay too. But this place they got now, I really like.
Oh, yeah, for sure. These are the old one, so I could come here. And I like Xenia. I like it there. The old one wasn't bad, but I remember the last time I was there, man, and it rained and rained and rained, and going to the flea market was just something else. But I enjoyed it. But this one I love. I love that greenery and that open space. Lots of green spaces, which I love, and, you know, I'm really fond of and very keen about the green space. So that was nice.
Kilo 8 Charlie X-ray, VP2EKG.
VP2EKG, KHCX. Yeah, Dayton's always a great time. And, yeah, we do get rain on that date quite a bit. So, you know, last year wasn't too bad, but in past years we have had quite a bit of rain. But, you know, you just deal with it. And there's so much to do at the Hamvention. It's, you know, the flea market, you can't walk through it all in 3 days. You know, the inside vendors and all those buildings, it's amazing. And they got the forums. But the best part is in the evening at the hospitality suites, like at the hotel, the Hope Hotel, where you were staying. The hospitality suites is where you meet all your friends and all the people that come in from DX, and it's just a great time. So I take a lot of pictures, and I never miss. VP2EKG, KHCX.
Yeah, that's for sure, Tom. Yeah, enjoy that as well. That was nice. Meeting, you know, eyeballing folks I've spoken to on the air. That I really enjoyed. Enjoyed the camaraderie as well. That for me was the, you know, the high point. Sitting there in the evening, just rapturing, you know, just talking to friends and just seeing people that who said, oh yeah, we spoke, so and said, you know, that was nice. You know, I'm always for that. I like that. I love to meet people and to talk and to exchange ideas and that kind of thing. Talk radio. So that's nice. But Dayton, I will always encourage anyone who hasn't been to. So if it's even once in your lifetime, it's very, 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 it's something you will never, never forget. You know, because I've been, and I always tell guys here who haven't been, some of the guys in our radio club here, you know, I tell them, look, you have to, before you pass on, you really have to go. You really want to, you know, to get to meet fans and to see what it's like, you know, you have to go to the data.
Yeah, I've mentioned it. Very, very nice.
Tom, I'm not going to keep it. I'm going to move around the band a bit and see what's happening. Maybe try some of the other bands and see if the propagation is there. But always good to hear you, man. And I'm glad that I've now found an area where we could link up. Kilo 8 Charlie X-ray in Ohio, VP 2 Echo Kilo Golf on the island of Anguilla. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay, Keith. Yeah, thanks for the call. Always good to talk to you there. And it was, like I say, it's nice meeting you when I was on Antigua and crossing paths there in Dayton as well. And last time I missed Dayton was 1984. I had my first daughter was born previous, but and then I had years before that that I went as well. So I've been going for quite a few years, and I hope to see you there again. That would be great. Or, you know, if you're crossing the country and you're going to be close to Ohio, give me a call there and we'll get it together and get you a beer and maybe a good meal or something. And like I say, I can put you up here for a while if you needed that. So 73 Keith, and have a great one. VP2EKG, KHCX.
Yeah, not a problem, Tom. Thanks a lot. And certainly you still owe me one. You still owe me that trip to Montserrat.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know I will get that one in with you. Because when you do it, when you get in, you would have to drink our water. And, Water Street from the springs high up in the mountains. And there's an area called Runaway Gut. And legend is, if you drink from that, if you drink that water, that fresh spring water that comes straight up, you will have to return. So I would like you to be in Montserrat sometime, over.
Oh, yeah. Well, if I make it down there, I'll definitely let you know.
Yep, so that's what it is. Anyway, you take care, man. Give my regards to the family. You stay safe and stay warm. I'm going to stay as warm as I can down here. People laugh at me when I said it's cold. C-O-L-D, cold by our standards around this time of the year. Kilo 8, Charlie X-ray, VP24 kilos out from office. 73, Tom.
73, Keith.